3:1-2. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel.
Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you.
And through the rivers they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. The inspired word of God for the people of God.
What a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I have a wonderful feeling. Come on. Everything's going on my way. God is good. You know, when you go to a football game, people are excited, right? Right? This means yes. They jump. They scream. There is life. God expects us to be excited when we come in His presence. Remember, God woke you up this morning. Hey, come on! Remember to breathe! Yes! Oh, thank you. And the air that we have has given to us for free. The eyes that we have, a gift from God. Can somebody say, thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
The heads that we have to think, a gift from Jesus. Everything that you have, the people who love you, as well as those you love. So in the presence of God, I do want to thank you, confirmants, for what you have done. Nobody expected this service to go the way it did. It's different, wasn't it? I hope you learned something from what the confirmant just did. Did you learn anything up there? Did you learn anything? Just one word.
Yes.
No, just one. Did they say yes? No, they did not. So what word can you say one word from what you learned? What did you learn from what they just presented? Journey. Follow. Thank you, Tipton United Methodist Church. I received a gift of over $500 toward the kitchen at Africa University. A gift from each one of you. Okay? And so I am going to pray. Can I pray? Can we pray? Lord, we are in your presence. You've been here before us. You do have a word for each one of us. And you know that we are coming from different places, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Some among us are dealing with health issues. Others are dealing with separations, anxiety, uncertainties for the future. But these conferences have brought us together in your house so we can remember who we are and whose we are. May the words of my mouth and the meditations coming from our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O God, the rock of our salvation. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
See, when I preach, I want to interact with each one of you. Okay, you better wake up. Okay? So you are coming to a church that needs your life, your enthusiasm, your excitement. Okay? Will you bring that excitement to this church? Hello, will you bring that excitement? You're supposed to say, yes! Okay, that's good. My wife went to the Congo several years ago and met a friend of mine whose children are somewhere in the USA. All he told her was, my kids need money for tuition and they live in Rochester. We were living in Marshalltown, and we said, well, it's about 4 hours from Rochester, so they can come to our house to pick up the money. So gave $30,000 cash to my wife, so she brought the money here. And then the kids said, well, we're coming. And so, and this was like at 11 p.m., and then they called at 6 in the morning and said, where do you live? And so we live in Iowa. And we say, where are you coming from? They say, we're coming from Rochester, New York. And I said, do you have a GPS? They said, no, we don't. We forgot it at home. And I said, you might want to turn back home because it's going to take you a long time to get to Marshalltown. We thought you lived in Rochester, Minnesota. It's both Rochester, okay? But Minnesota, New York, it makes a difference. Remember your GPS. Always remember your GPS. Do you know what GPS is? What is a GPS? Oh, the GPS tells you, shows you where you go. You need two things. In your GPS, you need to tell your computer or your phone where you are and your destination, right? Two things. So you are ready to be confirmed, right? You are children, okay? And in the Jewish tradition, they had a word that they called Bar mitzvah. Can you all say bar mitzvah? Only boys. Bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah. And so the girls will say, just imagine a baseball bat. Bat mitzvah. Girls, bat mitzvah. It means, bar means a son. And mitzvah means commandment. It is an initiation to a religious life, so you can be able to participate in the life of congregation, in the life of bringing people in the presence of God. So bar mitzvah, literally, son of commandments of God. Bat mitzvah, daughter of commandments of God. And God's commandments do not make you saints. They don't. You try to practice them. At the end of the day, you discover that you were busted. You flunked the test. And because you flunked the test, you do not deserve to come to the table. That when Jesus comes into the picture, your big brother, Jesus, he takes his clothes off, his clothes of righteousness, and put it on you. So that when God sees you, he only sees righteousness. When the next day you go to God, God, I am terrible. I'm repeating the very same mistake I made yesterday. God said, no, you've never sinned before. When you come to God in the name of Jesus, God forgives and God forgets your sins. Did you hear what I said? He forgives and forgets. So Jesus makes God drunk. Literally, Jesus makes God forget everything about your past. So thank you for the cross of Jesus. Remember that cross. Thank you for the resurrection. And thank you for the Holy Spirit that He's still among us. The conference did a wonderful job reading scriptures this morning. But now says the Lord, take us back to the scripture? Oh, I love those scriptures. Not the songs, only the scripture. I know he has to go slide by slide. I am sorry, I did not warn you that I was going to do this to you. Okay, let all read the scriptures, except when it says, Jacob, oh Jacob, you are going to say your name there out loud. Can we try that? Okay, please don't do it in German. Do it in English as it is there, okay? One, two, go. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Kiboko. He who formed you, O Kiboko. Stop right there. Say it one more time. But now says the Lord, He who created you, O Kiboko. He who formed you, O Israel. God was there. When you were born, He put your mouth where it's supposed to be, your nose where it's supposed to be, and it was not easy. Ladies know what it means to be pregnant. I don't have any clue. I learned how to say this from my wife. Because I used to say, I understand. She said, don't ever say that. And one day I made a mistake. I had kidney stone. And my nurse said, it's almost like when a lady goes through labor pain, of giving birth. This is the pain they go through. And I made that mistake to repeat the very same thing to my wife. She said, don't ever say that. You do not have any clue about the pain we go through to give birth. God went through the very same pain. When your mom was having trouble giving birth to you, God was crying with her. And then you grow up, you don't listen to your mom. And when she wants you to do stuff, you go like this. You've done that, right? Do you think that was polite? Respect your mom. Because God created you through them. And somebody did some research. It seems like football players. How many of you know football players? They all thank not their fathers after a great touchdown. It's only mom and God. Mom and God. They shaped you. God has shaped you through them. Remember that God loves you. Remember that God will always be with you. A boyfriend might come to you and say, I really love you. I really want to go out with you. Well, say, how out do you want to go with me? We're already outside. Most of the time when boys say, I love you, they really mean, I love myself and I want to use you. Just tell them I am not a sexual object. Okay? I can be a friend with you, but I am not a sexual object. Okay? And then, maybe some of you are here screaming because your boyfriend say no to you. Oh, boy. I don't know how I'm going to live without him. Remember that you were just fine before you met him. Are you with me? Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
You were just fine and you are going to be fine. When you go through the waters, I will be with you. I am going to conclude with the story shared by Max Lucado. In his book, You Will Get Through This. In one of the chapters, probably chapter 6 or 7, he's talking about this young boy who had a big brother who took him everywhere. He taught him how to walk, how to talk, and when he was bullied, his big brother was there. And his little brother, this boy, Matt Stevens, always wanted to play basketball. And he taught him how to play basketball. And he went to the coaches and the principals at school and said, for any non-conference competition, can we allow my brother to be the designated free thrower? When there is free throw, my brother will do that. So, okay, we'll do that. And then on this occasion, this happened in Pennsylvania. His team was losing by 1. There were only 2 seconds left. How many seconds left? 2 seconds. And the big brother stood up and walked to the coach and said, I want my little brother to throw the ball in the basket. And so he stood up, and there was a long, deep silence in that arena. Matthew started bouncing the ball. Nobody had seen a scene like that, including Matthew. Of course, he never saw anything like that because he was blind from birth. At 17 years old, blind. And his brother took a rod, a metal rod, and went underneath the basket ring, and then he was tapping the metal part. Bang, 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 tap, 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 tap. As to say, hey, bro, I am right here with you. I am just focus. Bam, bam, bam. And he got the ball. Can you see Matthew bouncing the ball? And then he's adjusting himself, and everybody he's looking. And then he threw the ball, and the ball went up, down, and he made the basket. And then they're waiting for the second one that will bring victory to his team. And he made that final basket. All this because of Big Brother. Big Brothers help us. We need them. I was a good and terrible big brother to my little brothers. But Jesus is and will always be a good big brother. Can't you see Jesus tapping wherever you're trying to go to and say, I am here with you. Just follow me. I am here with you. I will bless you. Some of you will be baptized. Through baptism, you are accepting Jesus' robe of righteousness. Through baptism, you are saying, yes, Jesus, I want you to make your daddy forget all my past. Please make him drunk. And Jesus will do that. Through confirmation, you are saying, yes, mom, dad, I do remember that you told me stories about how I was baptized. But now I am making this decision because I understand today that Jesus is my big brother. Jesus is going to defend me, and Jesus will walk with me everywhere I go. Now I understand and I remember that my life belongs to Jesus. I remember that Jesus shaped me. Jesus formed me. I will go through difficult times. But I will always remember that you are with me. And the waters are not going even to overwhelm me. Those waters come to us in different forms. In the form of illnesses, in the form of aging, in the form of disappointments. But I will remember that you are with me. So remember, Jesus is your big brother. Remember that Jesus will always be there for you. To God be the glory. May Lord Jesus Christ show you his mercy. May God protect you. May the Holy Spirit of Jesus dwell not only in these conferences, but in each one of us gathered here. To this God, we say thank you. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you very much for this morning that you have created for us to remember that you have placed in our midst Jesus, our big brother. Lord, we love you and we thank you for Jesus Christ. And we thank you for these conferences and we pray that you'll continue to be with us throughout the rest of our worship service. This we pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us give a hand to Jesus for being our big brother.